616. This is 1320 WILS. So Donald Trump, of course, rolled out his revised immigration executive order. Well, Hawaii has now filed a lawsuit requesting that a judge temporarily restrain this order, stop it from happening, as we saw in the first attempt. Dr. Nick Oberheiden is with us, a constitutional expert and a scholar, and he is here to tell us what is going to happen next. Nick, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me back.
So it seems like any presidential order can be essentially halted by any federal judge out there? Is that how it works?
Well, I don't know if this one can. This executive order has significant changes compared to the first one. In particular, it incorporates all the criticisms and concerns, such as visa holders, dual citizens, and green card holders are not affected by the new executive order. And most importantly, the new executive order goes into much detail by listing six countries and giving specific reasons why those six countries were chosen and why citizens immigrating to the United States from those six countries could produce a certain threat, because those six countries are classified as failed states with no organization, no vetting. So how does U.S. Homeland Security should be able to look into perhaps fake passports? So there's way more detail and way more analysis than the first executive order.
That makes sense. But are there liberal judges out there that no matter how it's structured can find a reason to halt the order?
Well, you know, this one, I think, is debatable, and not everyone may like it, but I think it's constitutional. I said the same about the first one. Mm-hmm. It's at the intersection of immigration law and national security, the core of the presidential discretion under Article 2 and federal law.
Did you feel the first executive order was also constitutional then?
Well, I felt that there were some mechanical deficiencies, but and needed clarifications. But at the core, we are second guessing the presidential discretion in the interest in the area of national security. And I think that, to the extent it was done by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, was incorrect and would not have passed the U.S. Supreme Court in its way. The Ninth Circuit discussed
so this second order. Is it going to? I mean, is it potentially going to be in front of the Ninth Circuit Court again? Could that happen?
Yeah, I think it's a very, very likely, simply because the two cases that I read about that are being filed or have been filed come out of Hawaii and Washington State, and both are within
the
geographic area of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay, so looking at it and knowing how the Ninth Circuit Court operates, is there any ground that you imagine them striking this order down again?
Well, this time they would really have to find errors much more than on its face. They would have to use campaign language by then candidate Trump again, which at one point I believe called it a Muslim ban. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals used campaign statements in its reasoning for the order it did on the decision on the
now,
first.
Is that appropriate legal analysis to do that, to pull things from that have nothing to do with the order itself?
Well, you see, I don't think so. I don't think you can use campaign language, but then at the same time do not recognize and consider an official statement from a president in office that was issued the day after the first executive order was issued, where he clarified that, for example, green card holders are not meant to be affected, meaning the administration. That was ignored, but the campaign language from many, many months before he was even the president, that was incorporated, and that doesn't work constitutionally speaking.
So if they did it once, should we anticipate they'll do it again, strike it down based on the campaign language?
Well, it looks like people in Washington, Hawaii are motivated to challenge it once again. I think we will see some reoccurring scenario where we will go through the first district court, then we go to an emergency appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. But perhaps this time the Trump administration feels comfortable enough to say, you know what? We go again on an emergency level. We go to the U.S. Supreme Court with this second executive order.
But that takes, what, several months at least before that gets addressed?
All on the emergency level, it could be within several weeks. Okay. But to this day, just to remind everyone, even under the first executive order, not a single court has held it to be unconstitutional. Everything was simply on an emergency provisional basis. No case on the merits has declared it unconstitutional.
Okay, but what about the first order? Why has that not been taken up by the Supreme Court yet?
Well, you remember when the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the order, President Trump tweeted that see you in court statement. I think the Trump administration took the time to revise it, to rescind the first executive order, and here we are.
So this will be all over again. Uh-huh. It's Dr. Nick Oberheiden, constitutional scholar, right here on 1320 WILS. Dr. Oberheiden, thank you very much.
Thank you.